Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Doggone it, it's a pretty nice day out there. I know you're probably disappointed. You thought it was going to be storming and going crazy. No. And who's to blame? Austin.
Yep.
And we'll go to him in a few minutes.
And I control the weather, and I switched it up on
him. He's going to worm his way out of this one. But he will definitely look at the weather and traffic together. Coming up in about 3 minutes. But right now, it is best that we take a look at three important things that you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Would you consider throwing you under the bus? Is that pretty?
Yeah, I got hit by all four tires.
Okay, here's number one. Tropical moisture unleashing widespread downpours. This is out in the northern Gulf today. As a matter of fact, over Louisiana, satellite data indicating the area is located south of the Mississippi coastline, moving westward across Louisiana. They're saying later today it's happening now, and it will go into tonight. Regardless of development, heavy rainfall could produce local flash flooding over portions of the north central Gulf throughout tomorrow. And the reason why we say that, and you say, well, but Chris, it's sunny out here. You know, it's not a bad day. We're talking to Alan Strum, and I'm go where the professional is here.
Sure.
But Alan was saying they have this flow coming up out of the Gulf, and it will be bringing in this moisture for the next couple of days. So don't go away. We're going to get some more rain.
Right, absolutely. And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, there's been a six-month delay in a downtown condo and apartment project. The Waverly and Westmore developers are facing a pause after construction loans doubled and construction costs increased by 65%. You can expect some architectural design changes to lower the projected costs. Under the terms of the updated agreement, the project must be completed by December 30th of 2030.
Okay, here's the third story. The Senate passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts to public broadcasting and national public radio programming. The move will have an impact locally on WUWF. Of course, they're the local PBS NPR station. Just how deep those cuts will affect Pensacola's operations are now being discussed. The legislation moves on to the House and faces a Friday deadline to be signed into law for those cuts to stand.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Florida Department of Transportation will begin a $7.2 million resurfacing project on I-110 from I-10 to US 98 in Pensacola, beginning Thursday, July 31st. During construction, drivers may encounter periodic lane closures Sunday through Thursday evenings between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. This project is scheduled for completion in early 2026. So starting the 31st, just be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, just those overnight things. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about the sites for sandbags, just in case you need them. I just want you to be prepared I don't want to get you so alarmed here, but we are going to have that moisture moving through for the next couple of days, and the rivers could rise. So here we go. Northwest Florida could potentially experience heavy rainfall with flash flooding, in especially low-lying areas. In preparation, Escambia County, doing a great job, by the way, in offering sand for residents living in flood-prone areas. Here they are. Sand's available on a first-come, first-served basis at Bars Field, Brent Athletic Park, Don Sutton Park, Equestrian Center, Escambia County Road Department, the Ferry Pass Middle School, John R. Jones Jr. Athletic Park, and the Travis M. Nelson Park in Santa Rosa. They're doing a great job as well. The corner of Leisure Street and Citrus Drive in Navarre has your sand. Tiger Point Park in Gulf Breeze, Pace Fire Rescue, and the corner of Pine Forest Road and Carroll Road in Milton will solve your sand needs. There you go.
All right, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And also got some backups lingering on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. But all three of those spots are known for giving us issues this time every afternoon. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 88 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 79 tonight. Next few days are going to have these rain chances lingering, but Friday's going to see the highs start to creep back up. It's going to be 90 for your high tomorrow, but as we get into the weekend, it's going to be more like 92, 93-ish.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Boy, was it close. The Senate voted 51-48 early this morning to pass a bill that would claw back about $9 billion in federal spending. This includes funds for public broadcasting and foreign aid. I bring this to your attention. Florida Republican Senator Ashley Moody over this. She says she believes this bill is just the first step.
I expect fully that as we uncover and dig into these agencies, as Trump has promised to continue proposing more spending cuts, that Congress will step up and deliver.
And Florida has seen a rise in new unemployment claims. The U.S. Labor Department reports over 7,000 claims were filed in the state for the week ending July 12th. That's an increase of nearly 900 from the previous week. Nationally, initial claims dropped by 7,000, totaling 221,000 for the same period.
Well, at least two men here in the state are identified as having been wrongly charged. This was under a suspended state law meant to criminalize illegal migrants living in the state. Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
Two people are now known to have been wrongly charged as criminals by law enforcement in St. Johns County, Florida, for being in the country illegally. Those arrests were made under a state law that had since been stricken by federal courts. The state is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer says he was made aware of the men's cases when requesting information from local law enforcement. The federal judge who froze the law is requiring bi-monthly reports ensuring people are not arrested under it, which potentially violates the U.S. Constitution's supremacy clause. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Rick Scott is behind an effort to address threats posed by China. The senator has introduced a bill that he says will strengthen America's national security by directly countering the growing threats posed by the nation. The bill would amend current immigration law to target foreign nationals whose home countries require them to support foreign intel services. Scott says he's specifically targeting regimes like the Chinese Communist Party and says the CCP forces its citizens to engage in espionage on behalf of their home nation.
Well, it's a top story that you might have read about in a Buck Rogers comic book. And when okay. I'm talking flesh eating bacteria. Doesn't it just kind of make you cringe a little bit?
Yeah.
It's providing deadly results here in Florida. I've got four cases to talk about. Tom Rigotti has more.
Four people have died out of the 11 total who have contracted the Vibrio vulnificus bacteria in Florida so far this year. The bacteria is found in coastal waters, typically warm, brackish seawater. It can enter open wounds when people are swimming. Although infections are rare, Vibrio vulnificus can cause an illness called vibriosis, often marked by vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain, as well as potentially severe skin infections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about one in five people die from the infection, sometimes within a day or two of illness. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Tampa police say crime is down significantly in the first half of this year, with violent crime dropping 19% and overall crime down 22%. Homicides are down 63% as the department credits community partnerships and data-driven policing. Chief Lee Burkaw says the progress reflects both officer dedication and strong public engagement.
The question this afternoon, could migrants detained at Florida's Alligator Alcatraz facility file a class action lawsuit? One group of lawyers think there is a cause. Here's Eben Brown.
Lawyers representing detained migrants at the Florida-operated detention center in the Everglades, now known as Alligator Alcatraz, are asking the judge for class action status in a lawsuit filed on behalf of some detainees. The Miami Herald reports the lawsuit filed in federal court alleges detainees are being prevented from retaining or speaking with legal counsel or having confidential interactions with a lawyer. The suit names as defendants not just federal agencies like ICE, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, on that note, we will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now, just about 5:20 here. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on Pensacola right now. Once again, News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Winning at life is a scriptural concept. Run that you may obtain speaks of winning. Run in such a way that you avoid being a castaway. We should run like Paul, not Demas. Paul fought a good fight, finished his course, and kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. However, Demas forsook his friend and his faith, having loved this present world. Paul was a winner, but Demas was a castaway. So what's the key to winning at life? The Bible says it's temperance, self-control. It's not asceticism, religious self-effort, but it is spirit-enabled self-control. Temperance is a fruit of the Spirit. It's allowing your position in Christ to determine your pursuits. So avoid being a castaway by biblically regulating each area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally. Control yourself for God's glory. Spirit-filled self-control is the key to winning at life.
For more Strength for Life, Check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online. Attention boaters! Marine Max Pensacola invites you to Cheeseburger in Paradise, a two-day wrapped-up event on the beautiful shores of Fort McRae. This Friday and Saturday, get ready for loads of fun in the sun, complimentary cheeseburgers from Southern Grits Culinary, and live entertainment from Ben Lofton and the family. Don't miss the event of the summer, brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola, your premier Grady White, Boston Whaler, Sea Ray, and Aquila dealer. Register today at marinemax.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Manny Diaz and the press conference he gave yesterday, first one at UWF. Also, the interview that Sue Strawn did on Channel 3 with former Chief of Police Eric Randall. Very interesting interview. Plus, have you heard of the Gen Z stare? Spent a lot of time talking about that phenomenon and had our first interview with new Chief of Police Kristen Brown. What's her story? How did we get here? And what are her intentions for the future of the police department? You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. You know, Americans were spending more than expected last month. Go ahead and smile about it. Here's Jenny Casola.
Shopping picked up in June, much more than expected. Retail sales rose 0.6% after a decline in May. Excluding autos, the increase is 0.5% and is up 0.6% excluding autos and gasoline. While spending increased in June, the job market continues to show signs of holding up. New claims for unemployment benefits declined 7,000 to 221,000 last week. It's the lowest level since April, though it may be harder to find a new job. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to 1.95 million. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. So you're into the stock market, are you? Well, you should be a pretty happy camper today. Stocks up after some better than expected updates on the economy. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks ending higher with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching record closes as investors welcome better-than-expected retail sales data and parsed another crop of earnings reports. Retail sales rebounding more than expected in June despite economic and tariff uncertainty and increased 0.6% after declining in May. Shares of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing spiked 4%. The world's largest contract chipmaker reported a record profit in the second quarter amid robust chip demand. The Dow winners, Travelers, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson, and United Health Group. The Dow rising 230 points, the NASDAQ higher by 154, S&P 500 up 34. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price maneuvering his way out of a jam today. He has the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and also got some developing on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Let's see. Looking at the weather, 88 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Got about a 60% chance of storms this evening, and those are going to bleed into your next several days, but we're going to see the high start to creep back up. Tomorrow it's at 90. Come Monday, it's currently expected to sit at around 95.
Louisiana is under a flood watch as Invest 93L moves across the state right now. But you got to remember, the southern part of the storm is still out there over the Gulf. It's kind of a wide band of weather moving through Louisiana. Bane Afrani over in New Orleans this afternoon with more on the storm.
Public officials were talking about all the preparations that they've made for the next 48 hours. A lot of first responders are going to be standing by just in case we end up seeing any more of that flooding. They're also planning on blocking off any roads that usually tend to flood in these events. But this is an area that knows flooding. They are in those preparation stages. They want to make sure that people are getting watches on their phones and taking it seriously, especially over the past couple of days. We've seen a lot of flash flooding incidents. There is still the potential for more of that moving on for the next couple of hours. Today. Now, this is not just a one-day event. We still have the potential to see more rainfalls into Saturday. So those flood watches are still in place throughout this weekend.
And the Trump administration ready to move past the Jeffrey Epstein case. Today, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about what part of the DOJ investigation into the late sex trafficker President Trump referred to as a hoax on Wednesday. Leavitt said the president was talking about Democrats demanding more info on the investigation when they were in control for the past 4 years and did nothing.
Well, another Ivy League school's going down here. Cornell University facing a serious civil rights complaint over the use of DEI practices. Alexis McAdams has this story.
According to this lawsuit, which was filed by the America First Policy Institute, they say the discrimination at Cornell is widespread, it's deliberate, and it's ongoing, saying we believe this is only the tip of the iceberg and it has to be exposed without delay. The problem is outlined in the school's own policies, according to the lawsuit, which says those policies were posted on the Cornell website, putting identity-based ideology above equal opportunity and merit. The lawsuit also slams Cornell's scholarship programs because they say they really only give them out based on race and ethnicity, which is a violation. Cornell is pushing back here. They're saying this isn't true. We dispute these allegations. The lawsuit references a number of outdated websites, according to Cornell.
All right, so there's 8 Ivy League schools. Chris, you and I know this.
Yeah, we counted them on our fingers.
We did. Actually, when we went to break last hour, talk about this. How many have we heard this type of stuff about? I mean, I think we heard some stuff about Penn and Brown, but we've got Harvard.
I don't think NYU is considered Ivy League, but
no, they're not.
We NYU was in the mix, but they're not Ivy League. But right. We had Brown, we had Cornell, we had
Harvard, of course.
Harvard, yeah,
Columbia, absolutely. And now we've got Cornell in this. So I mean, it's like they're what? What's that? 5 Brown, Cornell, Harvard.
That's a lot.
Yeah, the majority
and
probably.
And you would thought at that level of intelligence, something would have been cleared because they knew it was coming.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, no,
gracious.
It was coming. You know, it was not blindsided by any form of imagination. Hey, federal immigration officials are going to gain access. Boy, a lot of folks squirming here. They're going to gain access to Medicaid records to help track down individuals in the country illegally. And that's what they got. Jared Halpern is at the White House this afternoon with more on this deal.
An agreement between ICE and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will give immigration enforcement home addresses and ethnicities of the country's 79 million Medicaid enrollees, according to documents obtained by the Associated Press. ICE officials will be able to find the location of immigrants in the country illegally and ensure they're not getting Medicaid benefits. The agreement signals the latest strategy by the Trump administration to carry out what the president has described as the largest deportation operation ever. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The slow rise in popularity of electric vehicles is seeding demand for specialized roadside assistance for drivers. Here's more on the story. Here's Eben.
Many EV drivers say their biggest fear is their EV's battery running out of charge while they're running around and not near home or near a place offering charge-up stations. It's led to the rise of mobile EV charging services where, for a fee, A charger is brought to you for the purpose of giving your EV's battery a fill-up. One such company called Be Charged features its own generator vans and offers roadside services like specialized towing, just in case your battery is really dead. They're operating in 300 cities across 25 states, and they're working with more traditional driver assistance services such as AAA. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, top aides to former President Biden will speak with members of the House Oversight Committee. The panel will hear from former Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, White House Counsel Office spokesperson Ian Sams, among others. But Committee Chair James Comer requested meetings with the officials earlier this month, and they're expected to take place in August and September.
Mortgage rates holding steady today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.83%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is holding steady today, 6.08%. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk a little sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. It's Big Day for cryptocurrency. The House voting overwhelmingly to pass three bills overhauling crypto regulations. House Financial Services Committee Chairman French Hill was instrumental in getting these bills through Congress.
Tomorrow, President Trump gets to sign into law his first of several bills to come that will help make America an incredible leader globally in digital assets.
Over 100 Democrats, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, joined Republicans in passing the Genius Act. President Trump giving out tariff rates to other countries in efforts to help the American economy. Senior White House Counselor Peter Navarro on Fox News Channel says the tariffs are already helping the country save money.
They're not tax hikes, they're tax cuts. We've had $100 billion so far we've raised in 6 months. We're going to have trillions over the 10 years.
Democrats argue it could drive up prices. America's listening to Fox News.
Gun Show this weekend in Pensacola. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. Brand new event located at the Pensacola Zelica Grotto Shrine. 1000 South K Street, next to Sanders Beach Club. Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday 10 to 3. Admission $10 a person, kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tropical moisture is unleashing widespread downpours across the northern Gulf today, prompting warnings of potential rapid flash flooding. Satellite data indicate the area is located just south of the Mississippi coastline with a westward movement into Louisiana later today or tonight. Regardless of development, though, heavy rainfall could produce localized flash flooding over portions of the north central Gulf Coast through tomorrow.
Here's your second story we're following today. There's been a six-month delay in a downtown condo apartment project. It's a major move here. The Waverly and Westmore developers are facing a pause after construction loans doubled and construction costs increased by 65%. Expect architectural design changes to lower the projected cost. Now, under the terms of the updated agreement, the project must be completed by December 30th, 2030.
All right. And the Senate passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts to public broadcasting and national public radio programming. The move will have an impact locally on WUWF, the local PBS/NPR station. Just how deep the cuts will affect Pensacola's operations are now being discussed. The legislation now moves to the House and faces a Friday deadline to be signed into law for the cuts to stand.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
I'm going to pass this on to you, and it's about the potential flooding situation. It might look much better conditions if you look out right now, but let me tell you, there's a southern flow coming up out of the Gulf. Going to be around for the next couple of days, could bring those water levels up. This is being proactive instead of reactive, the way I'm looking at this. So let me just give you the free sand. It is available for on a first-come, first-served basis at Barsfield Athletic Park, Brent Athletic Park, Don Sutton Park, Equestrian Center, the Escambia County Road Department, Ferry Pass Middle School, John R. Jones Jr. Athletic Park, and Travis M. Nelson Park over in Santa Rosa, the corner of Leisure Street and Citrus Drive in Navarre. Got sand over there. Tiger Point Park in Gulf Breeze, Pace Fire Rescue, and then the corner of Pine Forest Road and Carroll Road in Milton all have free sandbags for your disposal.
All right, and a first birthday celebration in Cantonment turned violent when a woman was arrested after allegedly attacking another who had come to celebrate. The victim suffered a significant forehead laceration after 23-year-old Kaylin Marie Henderson struck her twice with a Wade keychain during a dispute over the child. Witnesses confirmed the attack, and Henderson was later detained by deputies, but she was eventually released on a $5,000 bond.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Caitlin Clark out again. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Before this year, Caitlin Clark had never missed a game in college at the University of Iowa or in the WNBA for the Indiana Fever because of an injury. But this season, Clark is getting physically tested. She sat out last night's game against the New York Liberty because of a groin injury sustained in her previous game. Clark has yet to appear in six consecutive games for the Fever this season. Without her in the lineup, the Fever's record is 4-5. They're 8-5 when she has played. Last night, a 98-77 loss to the New York Liberty. Clark's status for Saturday's WNBA All-Star game is up in the air. New York Liberty last night got 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists from Brianna Stewart. Chicago Sky star Angel Reese sat out her first game of the season last night because of a leg injury. Without Reese, Chicago crushed by the Atlanta Dream, 86-49. Atlanta opened the third quarter on a 14-0 run. The Dream got 15 points in the win from Brittany Griner. In the Seattle Storm 67-58 win over the Golden State Valkyries, Nneka Ogumekwe became the WNBA's sixth all-time leading scorer. Ogumekwe scored 22 last night. The Minnesota Lynx improved their record at home to 12-0 this season with a 79-66 win over the Phoenix Mercury. Las Vegas Aces three-time league MVP Asia Wilson had a giant game, 37 points and 10 rebounds. The Aces beat the Dallas Wings 90-86. NBA three-time All-Star guard Bradley Beal has agreed to a contract buyout with the Phoenix Suns. He will sign a two-year deal with the Los Angeles Clippers. Golf, 153rd Open Championship began this morning at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. NFL eight-time Pro Bowler Von Miller, released by the Bills 4 months ago, is joining the Washington Commanders, his fourth NFL team. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, Delta Airlines is confirming former NFL defensive end Everson Griffin was removed from a Wednesday flight departing Chicago O'Hare International. Delta cited its zero-tolerance policy for unruly behavior as the reason for his removal from the Minneapolis-bound flight. Video from TMZ Sports shows Griffin being escorted off the plane. He reportedly attempted to smoke in the bathroom shortly after takeoff, prompting the plane to return to the airport. The former Minnesota Vikings Pro Bowler has a history of personal and mental health challenges, including a 2023 DWI arrest.
We'll frame that one as knucklehead, if you don't mind. Indiana Fever's Caitlin Clark struggling with another injury. she's going to get a bad rap here, and you know what I'm talking about. Here's Joe Morgan.
Former NFL linebacker played the last game of a seven-year pro career, winning a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. Brian Braman died Thursday. He was 38 years old. Braman was diagnosed with a rare aggressive form of cancer this February. He died after undergoing multiple surgeries in Seattle. Born in Spokane, Washington in 1987, Braman played his first three NFL seasons for the Houston Texans, then 4 years with the Eagles. He appeared in 97 games total, mostly on special teams. Braman blocked a punt in a divisional round playoff game. He was named an alternate for the Pro Bowl in 2012. Brian Braman survived by two young daughters, ages 8 and 11. Jared Max, Fox News.
Caitlin Clark's second professional season has been anything but easy. Clark missed her 11th game of the year Wednesday night as the Indiana Fever lost to the New York Liberty with a right groin injury, forcing her to sit once again. The reigning rookie of the year had never missed a game in her college or professional career prior to this season. Now, the WNBA is in wait-and-see mode for this weekend. Clark's status for the league's All-Star festivities, which is being held in Indianapolis, is up in the air. Clark is scheduled to compete in the three-point contest Friday night, and she is captain of one of the All-Star teams. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute. We all remember how great Patrick Mahomes was the first time we saw him as a starting quarterback. But I think Jaden Daniels has a chance to do something for the first time since Patrick Mahomes. That's being the best quarterback in the entire conference with just 1 year of service under his belt. Call my bluff. Who's the best quarterback in the NFC this year? If it's not Jaden Daniels, I can't imagine what name you're saying to yourself right now. I'm the Sports Machine, Sean Levine.
Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
542 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Nuclear energy may be leading to a breakthrough in cancer treatment as scientists look to take stored nuclear waste and turn it into a potential cure. Here's the latest from Ashley Webster.
Atkins Realis Isotech. It's a company contracted by the Department of Energy to extract thorium-229 from highly radioactive nuclear waste left over from the Cold War. It's difficult work, but with a specific goal. TerraPower, a company created by Bill Gates in 2006, then uses the thorium to extract an element called actinium-225. It is complex, time-consuming, and demanding, but the final product shows cancerous cells can be targeted down to the minute level without the side effects of things like hair loss or nausea.
And this is a new report coming out, and I'm gonna call it bold. I'll believe it when I see it. A new report out of Britain says dogs can smell Parkinson's disease. The study published this week says two specially trained dogs were given hundreds of skin swabs to sniff and were able to correctly identify Parkinson's disease in up to 80% of patients who had the neurological disorder. The golden retrievers were also 90% accurate in ruling out healthy patients. The report says the findings could be a breakthrough as doctors currently have no definitive diagnostic test to screen for it, which is usually not detected until symptoms appear.
Yeah, I wonder what stage the Parkinson's patient would be in for them to identify that. Would it be something where it's in early stages? Hopefully it would be. Not that it would really matter much because it's a continuing type of disease.
Right.
There's really no cure for it. But boy, that's exciting. Labs. Dogs are so darn smart. Federal regulators have decided to allow a brand of e-cigarettes to be sold. Really? Okay, here's Jenny Casola.
Vaping company Juul Labs will be able to remain on the U.S. market. The FDA has agreed to allow Juul's original vaporizer and refill cartridges in tobacco and menthol flavors to be sold. Some smokers use vaping to quit cigarettes. Juul submitted its products for federal review 5 years ago. The FDA banned four varieties of its products in 2022, saying the company failed to show the sale of the products would be appropriate for public health. The company appealed and the ban was stayed. Only a small number of vaping products have received FDA authorization. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Let's go here to Austin and find out what the weather and the local traffic together is doing.
Odd as well. Let's see what we got here. The roads are looking pretty good. Typically around this time every afternoon, they do start to die down. We did get an accident reported on Navarre Parkway traveling seemingly westbound towards Highway 87. That's where we typically deal with congestion, and we've got some there now, but it is lessening. Also, we were dealing with some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards the I-1 or passing the I-110 north ramp, but that has seemingly broken up. And last but certainly not least, there is an accident report on Highway 90. If you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, there is a wave of backups in that area right now. As for your local weather, 88 degrees, low of 79. Got some rainfall chances heading into your next work week, but tomorrow's high is going to creep back up a little bit, sitting right at 90 right now.
High temps and potential rain are in the forecast for many Americans. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz with the Fox Weather Forecast.
Dangerous heat remains a top story today, stretching from Texas to New England. Widespread heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect. Feels like temperatures will be soaring well above 100 degrees across much of the eastern United States. Some relief is on the way, and it comes in the form of storms. A powerful front will bring heavy rain and gusting winds from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Severe thunderstorms are likely, largely in the evening and afternoon. Meanwhile, all eyes are on the Gulf of America, where a tropical disturbance is slowly organizing. Whether development happens or not, rain will certainly be on the way, and we're expecting heavy showers across the Gulf Coast on the second half of the week. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The latest inflation report showing prices have been relatively unaffected by tariffs. Kind of counterintuitive what's been out there throwing at you, saying, well, the tariffs are going to raise those rates.
Right.
Well, not so. Grady Trimble has more.
Just about every single Democrat pointing to the fact that CPI, or the Consumer Price Index, which measures consumer inflation, rose 2.7% from the prior year. They're blaming that on tariffs, but the White House is highlighting a different inflation metric, PPI, the Producer Price Index, which measures wholesale prices, or the prices businesses pay for goods and services. It came in flat for June, and that, President Trump says, is part of the reason that the Fed, and specifically its chair, Jerome Powell, should lower interest rates.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks rose today on Wall Street on the backs of fresh economic data, along with a slew of corporate earnings releases. After posting better-than-expected numbers, shares of Pepsi and United Airlines were up 5 and 6% respectively. The Dow gained 229 points, the S&P 500 was up by 33, and the NASDAQ grew by more than 150. Taiwan Semiconductor's CEO today says the company is seeing strong interest from its leading U.S. customers. TSMC is pledging to invest a total of $165 billion in advanced semiconductor manufacturing in the country. The nation's home builders continue to see weakening demand from potential buyers concerned about the economy. As a result, they're cutting prices at the highest rate in 3 years, according to the National Association of Home Builders. U.S. crude oil futures for August are up slightly, sitting below $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. And talking about DM being dyslexic here. The clock is ticking after President Trump warns the European Union of a 30% tariff set to go into effect on August the 1st. Peter Ducey has the latest from the White House.
2 weeks from tomorrow, President Trump's new 30% tariff on imports from the European Union could go into effect. If that happens, the industries that could be most affected would be pharma. We import $91 billion a year from Europe there. Medicine, $49 billion. Vehicles, $45 billion. Machines, $16 billion. Aircraft, $16 billion. And motors, $15 billion. Between the U.S. and the European Union, that makes up 30% of global trade. If the Europeans wind up retaliating retaliating against the U.S. It could directly impact these industries the most. Crude oil, civilian aircraft and parts, petroleum and natural gas, medicine, cars and trucks, and aircraft.
And President Trump is reportedly planning to sign an executive order that would clear the way for 401k retirement accounts to invest in private assets. The Wall Street Journal says the executive order would direct the SEC and the Labor Department to develop regulatory guidance for employers about including private market investments in 401k plans. Private market investments include venture capital, real estate, and hedge funds that aren't publicly traded.
Several foreign companies are announcing plans to manufacture their products in the U.S. Samsung is the latest to come stateside, announcing that they will produce their washing machines in Newberry, South Carolina. Here's Steve Harrigan.
Putting in 20 to 50% tariffs on foreign-made washing machines back in 2018 motivated Samsung to build a $500 million washing machine manufacturing plant here, making them instantly the county's largest taxpayer. That factory also created more than 1,600 jobs here, starting salary of $17 an hour. That's a lot higher than the local minimum wage here of just $7.50 an hour. Critics say the tariffs make things more expensive for the consumer. One study said the price of washing machines initially went up by as much as 12%, but that's not an argument that carries much water here.
And tech giant Lenovo has announced plans to lay off 3% of its nationwide workforce. A spokesperson for the personal computer maker says the reduction in the number of full-time employees is part of an overall plan to align operating costs in North America with external market dynamics. The move was confirmed earlier this week on Tuesday.
Current and former workers at Meta have reached settlements with CEO Mark Zuckerberg over the company's privacy policies. Here's Grinnell Scott with more.
The settlement came suddenly as Delaware Chancery Court Judge Kathleen McCormick ended the trial as it started its second day. Details of the settlement were not announced, but the plaintiffs, who are Meta shareholders, were seeking $8 billion on claims that the privacy of users was repeatedly violated. Along with Zuckerberg, the defendants included Meta's former chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, and a Meta director, Mark Andreessen, who would have taken the stand if the trial continued. Plaintiffs said Meta violated a privacy protection agreement it made with the FCC in 2012. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 552 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines as we help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on this Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR Regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Heads up, Pensacola. You know, you'd be really disappointed if I did not let that hook play through. That song.
It's Andrew's recording of it, too. It's running out anyway.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, you're sitting here waiting for that hook to come up, and then you have the guy on the radio cut it off. Boy, you could really start a war on that one. Austin Price, he's the instigator of this whole thing here. Taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir, I am. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. There was an accident recently on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. That is causing a wave of congestion right now. We are keeping an eye on that. Also had an accident report on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. There's always backups there, but it seems like that is certainly not going to help the cause. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, going to be a low of 79 tonight. Do have some rainfall chances still, and they're going to bleed into your weekend and even into your next work week. But over the course of the next few days, we're going to see the highs creep back up. Tomorrow's is a nice round 90.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, let me see. President Trump, of course, president of the United States, and he does so many other things out there.
Oh, yeah, that
entrepreneur, guy. You know, things like that. Hey, he's getting his finger in something else here. He is pushing for big changes to Coca-Cola. He says he's convinced the company, he's convincing the stock company to actually start using real cane sugar in their products instead of artificial sweeteners. This is a bold move. It really is. Here's Kelly Sabrini with more.
The president said this Wednesday, quote, "I have been speaking to Coca-Cola about using real cane sugar in Coke in the United States, and they have agreed to do so. This will be a very good move by them. You'll see, it's just better." Coca-Cola says it has not committed to that change and defended their product, saying this, quote, "The American Medical Association has confirmed that HFCS is no more likely to contribute to obesity than table sugar or other full-calorie sweeteners. Please be assured that Coca-Cola brand soft drinks do not contain any harmful substances."
And if you want to know who to blame for the cancellation of the Steve Miller Band's upcoming tour, you can blame it on the weather. Those are the exact words of Steve Miller in his social media post, announcing he's canceled all of his band's future tour dates. Miller began his post by saying he makes music and lives his life by his instincts and to always trust them. The post went on to say, "The combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires make these risks for you, our audience, the band, and the crew unacceptable." Miller's announcement comes less than a month before the Steve Miller Band was scheduled to kick off a 28-date U.S. tour.
And that's your favorite band.
Yes. I didn't plan on attending, but that hurts.
558, News Radio 92.3. Darius Rucker back on the road this weekend.
Ooh.
After an abrupt ending to his New Jersey performance. What did he do? Let's find out. Here's Michelle Polino.
Darius Rucker is cleared to continue his tour after he had to cut his show short in Atlantic City over the weekend after losing his voice mid-performance, just 3 days into his tour. He was performing Saturday at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino when he stopped the show, telling fans, "Y'all, I can't sing anymore." In a TikTok video, Rucker promised one more song and told the crowd, "You're going to get your money back," adding, "I'll make this up to you." The 59-year-old apologized as he left the stage, visibly upset. Fans flooded social media with support. On Sunday, Rucker addressed the incident on Instagram, writing, "I feel awful and I'm so sorry," adding full refunds would be issued. Next up for Rucker, Hollywood, Florida, Saturday night. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Pete Davidson is about to get a new gig. It's been revealed that the SNL alum is preparing to take on the role of someone's father. Reports started surfacing this week that the 31-year-old comedian and 29-year-old model Elsie Hewitt were expecting their first child together. They've been romantically linked since March, and insiders say the couple couldn't be more excited for this new chapter in their lives.
Well, a man has pled guilty to placing a kid in a hidden camera in a New York hospital bathroom. Sue Guzman has more from New York City on News Radio 92.3.
58-year-old hospital worker Sanjay Sayama Prasad admitted that he filmed as many as 13,000 patients and staff, including children, in bathrooms at two Northwell Health sleep disorder centers in Manhasset, New York, using a device that looked like a smoke detector. But the sleep disorder tech did not receive any jail time. Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly expressing disappointment, saying Syama Prasad deserved imprisonment for his crimes. Instead, Syama Prasad will receive 5 years probation. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
All right. Very, very interesting weather situation. It's getting better. It's improving. 92nd Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Expected to attract thousands of anglers this weekend on Dauphin Island. Watching the storms. Going to be transparent with you. You're going to watch the weather. It's still on. Organizers and participants are closely monitoring the weather as they prepare for the possibility of rough fishing and boating condition. Again, 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo going on this weekend. Coming up in about 12 minutes, more information and news. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.